AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
The self-lodgement for tax returns deadline has passed, and now many Australians are turning to accountants for help. What does it mean, and what does the process look like? We reached out to Danny Lustig, an accountant and partner at Lowe Lipman, to help us understand the subject better. So, shalom Danny, and welcome to SBS Hebrew.
Hi, thank you for the warm welcome.
Thank you. So let's start. In general, what are the deadlines for lodging a tax return?
If taxpayers lodge their own tax return with the Australian Taxation Office, as they are welcome to do so, the lodgement deadline is 31st of October each year. That date has now passed. So if taxpayers lodge their own tax return, they have two matters that they will need to deal with. Firstly, the tax office can impose a late lodgement penalty, which is in excess of $500 a year. And if they owe tax to the Australian Taxation Office, they are also likely to have general interest charge levied by the tax office. This is an expensive interest rate that is charged for late payment, which is currently approximately 11% per annum. However, since the 1st of July 2025, this interest penalty is no longer tax deductible to taxpayers, meaning that the effective rate of interest being charged can be up to 18% per annum, an expensive cost. Alternatively, should taxpayers use an accountant to lodge their tax return and be on the tax agent's lodgement listing with the Australian Taxation Office because the accountant has previously attended to lodgement of their tax returns, or for new clients, if the tax office is notified by the 31st of October, the accountancy practice will have an extension of time to lodge the tax returns, which is usually up until the 15th of May the following year, a considerable extension of time.
I see. And for people who do the self-lodgement, what are the common mistakes that you probably see people do in the process?
They should firstly fully check the tax office portal that gives a number of pre-filled information to assist taxpayers in preparing their tax return. Information such as their wages details and the relevant tax deducted from wages, interest income, dividend income, private health insurance details, for example, are some of the information that can be readily accessed either by taxpayers preparing their own tax returns or by tax agents when they prepare the tax returns on behalf of their clients. A number of taxpayers are keen to lodge their tax return soon after the 30th of June each year and go ahead and prepare their tax returns before the tax office has fully loaded up all of the available information on the tax office portal. This later on can lead to amended returns being required and amended assessments issued by the tax office as taxpayers have unknowingly lodged incomplete tax returns with the tax office.
So if I understand correctly, it's really important to be aware of the different dates in which it's the best time to do self-lodgement and later on to lodge the tax return with an agent.
Correct. And to make sure that all relevant income and appropriate tax deductions have been declared on the tax return.
I see. So in Australia, people who need to lodge a tax return, it's basically everyone, not necessarily if you are working or not, if you are self-employed, if you have a company, everyone has to lodge their tax return. Am I correct?
All entities must lodge tax returns, companies, partnerships, trusts, self-managed super funds, for example. Individuals must lodge tax returns if their income is above the tax-free threshold, if they have ABN income, if they have salary income, they are all compulsory to be lodged. If their income is below the tax-free threshold, which is currently $18,200 a year, they're not required to lodge tax returns unless one of those other categories applies. However, the tax office still will need to be notified by the completion of an appropriate notification that the taxpayer is below the tax-free threshold for that year.
I see. So for people who don't necessarily have a business, have an ABN or anything like that, they're not necessarily aware of all the little expenses that they are having and not necessarily remembering that or knowing that this is something that they can actually add to the tax return. Can you give us some tips of what things people should focus on, what people should know that they can actually insert into the tax return lodgement?
The tax office does provide a number of helpful guides, and in particular some occupational specific guidelines to help people in various occupations to consider what they may be able to claim as a tax deduction. Some of the common mistakes that I see are people being unaware of what can be claimed as tax deductions. These include items such as donations to charities, claiming work-related expenses, in particular home office expenses, and other general work-related expenses. In summary, it's typically for those who are salaried employees who are unaware of what can be claimed as a tax deduction.
I see. Thank you for that. Let's say someone forgot. They've already lodged their tax return, if self-lodgement or via an accountant or an agent, and they just realize afterwards that there is something that they forgot to insert to the tax return, or also can be that they didn't think that it will be something that would be actually eligible. So is there any tip or anything that you can give to those kind of people?
Yeah, that's a good question, and my answer is the same whether a taxpayer has forgotten to claim an eligible tax deduction or, in fact, they've forgotten to declare as assessable incomes. You're far better off putting your hand up to the tax office and letting them know that you've inadvertently omitted some income before the tax office comes back to you. Therefore, that will help minimise any fines or penalties that a taxpayer may be up for. The tax office does allow a period of generally up to 2 years to prepare and lodge amended tax returns with their office and to receive an amended assessment.
Last question, if you don't mind. Is there any, besides of the many tips that you gave us today, is there anything else that you would like to add to notify or to give a tip to our listeners?
Should be proactive and aware of your tax obligations, whether you lodge the tax return yourself or whether you use a tax agent. You should feel welcome to make contact with a recommended tax agent to seek some advice in regards to your tax obligations. The best referral source will always be someone who is satisfied with their accountant and who can recommend them from their own personal circumstances and experiences.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Danny. Thank you for the lovely tips and for helping us understanding a little better. As our listeners can see, the fact that the self-lodgement date has passed, the deadline has passed, there is still an option to lodge it through an accountant or agent. Thank you so much, Danny.
A pleasure.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.
O'Reilly Auto Parts puede ayudarte a revisar tu luz check engine, luz ABS o luz de mantenimiento con O'Reilly Veriscan. El servicio es gratis y recibirás un informe con soluciones verificadas por técnicos maestros certificados ASE. Si necesitas ayuda, O'Reilly Auto Parts te puede recomendar un taller. Pregunta por O'Reilly Veriscan hoy mismo.
O'Reilly.